We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Just want to let you guys know that this episode is presented by Prize Picks. Be sure to visit prizepicks.com or use their app. Use the promo code when you sign up, BTJ, for a $100 deposit. Match.
What is going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Bring the Juice. Guys, sorry if the setup is a little different and the mic quality maybe sounds a little bit different. Did move my stuff last night out here because this spot right here is going to be host to my behind in front of the camera and watching the TV over the next 2 days after today, watching the draft through and through. So a lot of content going on, guys. Happy draft day. We have finally made it to the most exciting time in the off season. Hopefully you guys are enjoying yourselves. Just wanted to bring a couple more final moments, final thoughts on the Indianapolis Colts before the draft finally commences. Wanted to talk for just a few minutes, just to share a couple of instances here. So I wanted to talk mainly about what would happen if we potentially could trade up, what we would stay at, and what we would trade back with. Because I've heard a lot of different things. I've heard a lot from a lot of different people, including the option of a trade up. The biggest thing is, you know, the further up you want to try to trade, the harder it's going to get, because obviously you're going to have to give up more draft compensation and you're going to have to find a team that's willing to trade all the way back to number 15. But with Indy's situation, I have heard that that number 8 or number 9 draft pick with the Atlanta Falcons and the Chicago Bears could definitely be an interesting little tidbit argument that they have there for that. I have even heard the early teens to be able to trade up for if one of the big players ends up going and disappearing, like a Tyrion Arnold or a Dallas Turner or Brock Bowers, you know, those kinds of players that are there. And Roma Dunze also could be an interesting one as well if Indy is going that route with the wide receiver. So early trade up opportunities, there is options for that. I know a lot of people are saying that they don't really agree with it. They don't really know what's going on. That may very well be true, but I have heard a lot of people, just like what Daniel Jeremiah and a few other people have mentioned, that Indy is actively looking at options to potentially trade up if certain players are there by certain points. So don't be surprised if we have that on the lookout. Not to mention if several teams take quarterbacks more than what we're expecting. Remember, we know the top three picks most likely are going to be quarterbacks. We have heard that J.J. McCarthy's name is getting brought up very early. And even recently, Peter Schrager was talking about how Bo Nix and Michael Penix could potentially be guys that could be taken early as well. So I'll let y'all know that there are a lot of teams that still need quarterbacks. Obviously, the Minnesota Vikings, they're looking to get a quarterback. That's where J.J. McCarthy's name comes in. Even the New York Giants, supposedly, J.J. McCarthy has spent the most time talking to the Giants versus everyone else. So what if the Giants go complete opposite of what we're expecting, right? What if they go with a quarterback in this six with that sixth pick? How insane that could be for shifting everything around. And of course, a team like the Denver Broncos, who don't really have an answer at quarterback right now. Yes, they just traded for Zach Wilson, but they also only traded a seventh round pick for him. So Zach Wilson is in a situation where he's not really going to be asked to be the number one. And I don't really think that the Denver Broncos truly believe that. So J.J. McCarthy or Michael Penix get taken with the Denver Broncos, and that doesn't end up being a position that gets taken. If there are four or five quarterbacks taken in the top 13 picks, that is going to open up the doors to a lot of different possibilities for the Indianapolis Colts, because we know that quite a few of these guys at offensive line are going to be there, and there's going to be a few offensive linemen that are taken early in this draft as well. So that could really open up a lot of opportunities for the Indianapolis Colts if they wanted to stay that way. Now, if we stay at 15, I would say that I think that the Indianapolis Colts would end up going with Brian Thomas Jr. or Quinion Mitchell. That makes the most sense to me. Now, of course, if Brock Bowers falls to 15 and the Colts have a chance, they will 100% take Brock Bowers at 15. But Quinion Mitchell, the cornerback out of Toledo, and then wide receiver Brian Thomas Jr. out of LSU, those are two names I would not be surprised if Indy goes with. Now, I'm going to keep my options open at 15. I'm going to really keep my options open anywhere that Indy goes with this, because there's just so many names that keep getting thrown around right now. I would not be surprised in the slightest that they go with a name that none of us are really expecting.
As we said, guys, today's episode is sponsored by Prize Picks. Now, what is Prize Picks? Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. Instead of battling against thousands of other players across platforms, you're basically picking 2 to 6 player stat projections, and you're choosing more or less on those stat projections to be able to watch those winnings roll in. It's very easy. Do you guys want to play along at some of Prize Picks' favorite players like rapper Meek Mill and UFC fighter Sugar Sean O'Malley? Well, if you guys sign up today, you can find the community plays under the promos tab of the app to view the entries of some of the biggest names on the platform and be a part of that as well. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 just like that with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Like a lot of other things, guys, they also offer injury insurance, so your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. So if someone exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you and the rest of your entry stays live. So it's great bounce back for that one. What I love about the app as well, guys, is it's not just sports like NBA, NHL, football, and tennis, and baseball, and all these other things, but there's also a lot of others that go into it as well. If you like to place entries on video game situations like Call of Duty, CS2, Apex, if that's something that appeals to you, there's a wide variety of sports and video games and everything else that you can place entries on. And I love how expansive it is. Even just looking at the NBA, there's entries you can make with turnovers, with points. You can do combo deals, dunks, field goals attempted, all these different things. So there's just so many different ways to make money off of these entries. Be sure to download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, it's sponsored by Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
As far as the trade back options,
we're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I haven't heard as many names on that one, but would not be surprised if all of the big names go off the board very quickly. And the Indianapolis Colts think that there's a couple guys on their first round draft that, you know, are worth that particular pick. I do see a scenario in which the Indianapolis Colts will trade back to acquire more draft capital. Remember, they only have 7 draft picks. It might be some of the fewest draft picks that I've seen from them in a while. We know, obviously, last year they had 12. I think the year before that they had 9. So Chris Ballard really likes accumulating draft picks. He likes getting more options to hit on players. So that will be definitely something to keep an eye on if you're an Indianapolis Colts fan. There really could be any option here. There really, that's the beauty of this first day, is Indy has so much opportunity here. There's opportunities to trade up and get that marquee guy. There's opportunities at 15 to be able to steal a really great player. There's even an opportunity to trade back, still get a really solid player that can do some good for you, but also accumulate some more draft picks to get more competition for your team. So there's a lot going on with this, guys, but Cody's going to be here soon. We're going to be doing some stuff. Make sure you guys are watching the live stream tonight. We'll be live streaming it here at my bar, at my apartment complex. We're going to be streaming it and streaming the reactions live to the draft and our draft pick as well. We're going to be live streaming the whole draft. So make sure you guys are here watching us as we react to the draft. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Hope you guys enjoy. Let me know your guys' thoughts. And as always, guys, go Colts. Yeah.